Season 15,
episode 4.
Four. What to do, guys?
Ah, good, yeah, man. Good.
Since Remy came in,
I am fit.
Easy.
Child, all of our Saturdays. Child, all of our Saturdays.
But Omanzit.
Mochu Omanzit kimo sa diaba Omanzit kinyat. That's how much you've eaten into my time. I have to deliver it back because the nyat is feeling froggy.
You know. I was listening to the Joey pod this morning.
Yeah.
You know Flip?
Yeah, Flip, yeah. The other two.
So
yeah.
I'm still very behind. I'm like episode 670 something, last year's episode. So that episode they were heading to, no, they had just come from Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a conversation that they had on the podcast about the question was, can somebody hold you down? Can somebody that's cheating on you hold you down? So basically, can somebody be a cheat and also love you wholeheartedly and make sure that
and
everything concerning you is taken care of?
Yeah.
Also something like that on Twitter too.
Right? So it was a big like...
Debate
on the pod. And Flip took some really hard stances.
You can
cheat and...
Hold somebody down.
Hold somebody
and
down.
And be a stand-up guy. Stand-up
man, yeah.
Thanksgiving dinner and these almost sides all Saturday.
Yeah, I don't think you
want to say. And at that time, folded
and a phone as a man.
Now he's being questioned on his shit.
Oh my god.
And a phone as a man.
Hey, yeah, give my time.
Couple of days,
dog.
Can you repeat? It's possible.
So now they want to start this debate. Or do you really think that? And now the wife is saying, "Oh, so this is what you're doing to me."
I hate when that shit happens. Yeah. When I like,
that felt and sounded so familiar.
Yeah. Bro. Yeah. And yam bora like when views that you've mentioned here, and then more to personalize. Okay, this is a personal view that you stand on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it also shines a light on maybe you're not as untouchable as you think. Maybe the things that you say here actually do matter. And maybe you need to be more careful with the things that you say, depending, because, bruh, there was a situation where a clip of the Dojo podcast, right, was held up.
I know.
To my mother.
Wow.
It's like he's a black.
Yeah, you know? And our manner of speech during that time, and I was there when that person was doing that.
That is so fucking
And he
nuts.
Was doing that to paint me in a certain way.
It was evidence proof.
This is the person that we're dealing with here. Look at this. And somebody had to tell him, no, stop that. We're not going to do this here.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, but I agree with both. It's the same thing when people wanna say tweets have no implication.
Yeah.
They do.
But if somebody takes a tweet and shows it to your moms or your pops or your aunt or your uncle,
it should matter.
He's not gonna look at it as it's just tweets.
It's just banter.
Or banter.
What the hell are you saying?
Yeah, utori. Yeah. Yeah, I fucking hate that. I hate when people
hate
do
it
that.
Too,
I fucking hate it.
But I'm like, shit, it happens to them too.
Because
whatever you say in public has implications.
It does.
It does.
Irrespective of your intentions of it.
Yes.
Because whenever you can be like, no, I was just giving an honest stance about a particular thing, about a hypothetical.
Yeah.
So I'm reminded of that when you said what you said now. If I said those words out my mouth, it would be a long day at home, my nigga.
Whoa.
Long week, in fact.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. But there is consequence.
Yeah, there's consequence.
And we've all felt them. There is consequence to the shit we say out.
Yeah.
But anyways.
There is, man.
And there's benefits too.
There's benefits. Hey, but the consequence, man.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Tarabella didn't tell... Bigger golf.
You know, you would have hoped that the things that you say on here act as an avenue for you to say the things that you can't say directly to somebody.
Yes.
You know, for them to better understand you.
Yes.
Where you are coming from. Yes.
And sort of try to...
Navigate you. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Because it's easier to unpack certain issues on here.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's an opportunity for whoever to get to know you a bit better.
Better. Yes.
Hey, but apparently not.
Nope.
or especially when I sometimes look for that. Like, let's say I get one of me. I'd be like, I'd even say, I'm so interested in you taking this scenario, asking your friends, and changing characters.
Mm.
Like, have you ever just wished, like, I wish I can be heard by somebody different, and you hear what their stance would be?
Yeah.
Mm. Even if it was your friends, and you were just saying, look, my male cousin is dealing with this situation with his girlfriend.
Mm.
And let's just see if they're gonna side with your cousin, your male cousin being me.
Mm.
In this scenario, sometimes I wish for that. It's almost like you know, like let's say in a stock fail, sir, media house, you so happen to be sick and you couldn't be out of the house. So because you can't be out of the house, you end up being privy to whatever nse ba yetsanga in the dining room, wabo, nse ba bua. And then like, Hans or Hammond, I get to, they just thought maybe the bedroom was so far away, and then you just realize like, no man. But be that as it may, this has given me a glimpse into 20 thinking she's unreasonable. But I'm hearing now a lot of women actually, this is a real thing to them.
Mm.
But because when I listen to her, she's one against me, I always feel like it's a 50-50. I didn't appreciate the problem better. But now maybe listening to them as women, I can say, okay, cool. It's not an anomaly. And maybe I can change my attitude around the matter.
Or these people can just be collectively crazy. That's another
thing. Yeah. Which it's fine. I appreciate which is fine. Meaning I appreciate it better because what I now know is that Mulisi, I now know that my chances of thinking I'll change are slim.
Yes. And the downside of relationships and marriages is that when you're arguing with your significant other,
mm.
there's no chance of any outside opinion.
Yes.
So you could be so fucking wrong.
Yes. And win based on the fact that you're a better arguer.
Yes.
Or somebody cries better.
Yes. True. Because it happens.
Because if I'm having an argument with a friend, if we're not reaching middle ground, we bring someone else in.
What is it?
Give him the story. Hey. Now, okay, this is the situation. What do you think?
Okay.
There's always an opportunity for arbitration.
Yes.
But in relationships, it's such sensitive matters and it's private, you don't want to let other people in.
In it.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
Then
Even with a therapist, sometimes, even when you bring in somebody who's professional, right? Because a professional person has to take a stance. Mm. And that stance favors one of you.
Yep.
And you will see where you went for therapy, not in good faith, and it works against you.
Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Exactly.
Ultimately, that's how we make the decision.
That's manipulative.
Mm. It's manipulative. And ultimately,
that's manipulative.
And ultimately, that's how a decision is taken.
Let's honor the tears. When tears comes in heated conversation, I understand it's a heated conversation and women tend to be a bit more emotional. So obviously, dita, you know, and not during that time, bekere, okay, let's stop it here. Because also but you're weaponizing my tears. It's a little time. Now we're discussing, we're debating your tears.
Yes.
And want to get it because walla.
And now I let you give up the fight and start soothing.
Yes.
And remember, how do I do that when I'm fuming myself?
Exactly.
And now it's gilchala. One more lichala. Is this thing that you're fighting about and the fact that you didn't care about the fact that she was crying?
Why one?
So if you win the argument, if you win with facts, then you get gotten on sentiment. But
yes.
You're not a soft fighter.
You were not soothing. You were not calming.
Yes,
you were not reassuring.
All it mattered was that you are right.
Yeah.
So is that all that should matter?
Yeah, but only
one
at what cost?
Exactly.
But only one of us is allowed to display emotion.
Yeah.
Mm. Only one of us is allowed. Now my display of emotion here too was as aggressive.
They say they want men who's in touch with their emotions. Mm. Believe me, you don't want us both crying in this house. Imagine what that picture looks like.
Definitely don't want that.
Sometimes.
No, it's nice, but. And then some of them get eaten by sharks.
They risk all that.
Because it's shark infested
waters.
Water. So, that's how they get money because it's like it's a sought after
thing.
Pela rona re hotseng fetu. Ya ke wa tsere pegela mun. Ba bua ditabeng. Hore niggas were caught with 80 grams of this. So I don't know what you hear it on the news, niggas were caught with this shit.
And Chinese fishermen too. Along our coast. Some of them get caught by Coast Guard. With illegal fishing.
Because we caught them with so many kgs of this thing.
Shame you for it.
It's like being caught with a rhino horn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right one. Yeah. So the listeners was kamagala. How about so we paused a little bit. We'll be back and necessary chinchi little topic.
Right, an intro sharp.
Yeah, but otherwise.
Well, we did intro. We just didn't do pleasantries.
Pleasantries. By the way, Bali, what's up?
What's up, honey? How are you?
How was the week?
Chilled vibes.
Easy week. When I tabang?
I'm fine.
Why are you not talking about fine?
I'm thinking about how my week was.
How his week went.
Lino la kalifodile, but I decided I'm still going to hold off on the drinking still. Ketlanwa, hari ha fix back.
Yeah, sabangay na fix back.
Gorgeous as that.
So
next week we'll be coming to you live from Cherry Film Fest, by the way.
It's back. I'm excited.
I wish I could say catch us out there. like DJs when, you know, like there was a time when like both Metro, Libo, YFM, like in your show, and then you also say where people can catch you outside your show.
They still do it.
They still do it.
When it became a thing.
You catch me out there.
So if I'm out there. Look out for me.
Adibit and all these pubs and whatever.
Collecting the thunder everywhere.
Mo, how was your week, my G? Easy just.
Yeah. I'm having a quiet month work-wise.
Super hectic.
Is that normal?
Spananda, I'm the interior decorator in the construction of a house.
That's how you equate
it. I come in last. So the housing project might have started. But my part
is yet to come.
Just chilling, watching everybody work.
So what about busy, ma?
And when it comes.
When it comes, because then when it comes, ne, the architect forgets that he took too long with the designs. He forgets. Now I'm the one that looks like I'm delaying.
Everything.
That's how it usually goes.
I hear you about that. Because it's Feb, it's most people's, most companies' financial year ends. So we've been busy. Now my Feb has been hectically busy. Because wrapping up the financials, people are starting audits next month. We'll be online course.
We do 90% of them the last month of the year.
to get in your CDP. CPD
points.
continuous learning.
HR director, because the KPI is training and development. Mare, how copa? What I'm the element of favor. Because Liana, she failed to make sure
that this thing was happening within the year.
Because it looks like the organization isn't bought into them.
Hey, man. Which is true. And if I draw, webinar, training sessions,
let's say. Because the thing about this thing, your line manager gets, for the same thing, you blackmail different people differently. HR, when you can't manage your team, they don't finish courses. But HR doesn't add value because nobody shall take these courses.
so it's a political chess game there. Amen.
How's the homework coming along? It was your week off.
Yeah, it was my week off. But apparently, Leila is doing well. So they were learning about continents. And apparently my son can recite the continents.
That is so cool.
Continents.
Continents like Africa, Antarctica.
Oh, continents.
Continents. I think I was pronouncing
geography.
Okay. But I saw him yesterday, and Evele, Inili, give up.
This is private school. My son was only doing provinces last year.
Y'all talking continent. So, and why not, Ajo? I heard him yesterday. He does Africa, Antarctica, Antarctica, and then North America, South America. You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
So, even though he's reciting it like a song, but at least he can, you know what I'm saying? And he can point it out. So I'm quite happy about
That's
very cool. So, this week, Irene Humweg, you know what I'm saying? But so far, so good, man. So far, so good. I'd just get into some of these things, man.
I'm not a supplaki.
Because
people are probably going to think, where are we? We're still at the at West 22.
We're still at West 22.
We're just utilizing a different room.
Yes.
Just to test which aesthetic and sound
is going
to come out better. So yeah, we're still there. Check them out.
Walk on Media House, West 22.
Our main bills are still paid by Uzuri. Uzuronline.co.za,
yes.
Which is where you can get a lot of different products, which is where if you're an entrepreneur with your own business, you can come and be a tenant on the digital mall as well. Speaking of which, we just dropped something nice there, only for Patreon members.
Yes.
We spoke about it last week, that we will consider putting a sale on the Dojo Match.
Discount for the Patreon members.
Discount, so you've got about 30%. All the things on the Dojo apparel except for the signature.
Yes.
The white
signature range.
And that's part of the benefits that you get from being a member.
Yeah, bo.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So check your messages on Patreon.
Yeah. You should have gotten it.
Yeah, you should have gotten a ping there. Utilize it. Jump on.
Oh, they've already gone out.
I took them out last night.
Okay.
All right.
25.
So shout out to the Patreon membership and the YouTube membership.
Yeah, shout out to you a lot.
Yeah, shout out to you guys, man. Because you know, I saw it was two Twitter users, but we are right, but for now, we this time. Because 45 minutes, hey man, we need that money.
And this is making it a sign. It's 46 or 47?
Yeah, 45, 46.
Keep it there.
Yeah, that's all you're getting. Right now, Bafetu. So yeah, on top of the show, Vele, we want to shout out the people who have signed up on Patreon, who have signed up on YouTube. You guys are amazing, and it does really make a difference for us. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you guys. If there isn't anything else, I think I'm going to get into it now.
Yeah.
So the president announced the election date. Finally, it came out. So May 29th, we head into the polls. The last registration date was yesterday.
Yeah, it was
which
a
would
Friday.
Be Friday, which would be the
23rd.
Yeah, which would be the Friday. So yeah, we're gonna go to the polls. Everybody's ready for that, right?
Yes.
Ready. Sure.
So we can have the rest of the day free.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's how you do it. You don't stay at home and bribe. You start at the polls in the morning.
Country duty.
So you come back home and do whatever else you want to do.
Afterwards, yeah. I think that should be the main order of the day, actually. Kalo saying, get your ink, and then come back and enjoy your
if
day.
You make it,
and then we shame our friends that don't vote.
Yes, if you don't see the ink on you.
Go then, vote, then stay on Twitter encouraging others.
Yes. So what did you guys think of, apparently there was a social media influencer who made a post. I think the lady's went to sort of like a post, and she put the registration link on there, and then a lot of her people who follow her or her followers went through that trickery, went to eventually register, you know, and she posted a lot of the feedback she got for posting that thing. And you know, a lot of these young people were saying, yo, you caught us, you know, you tricked me, I thought it was a video, but they registered to vote. So when she posted that online, you know, there was a lot of conversation as to do we now need influencers to reach the youth?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
And what do you guys think of that? Like, do you think it's potentially dangerous?
It's disgusting. It's gross. But that's the kids, and fuck them. But hey,
it's okay when they get influenced to do everything else, though.
If that's what it takes, then that's what it takes. But I'm personally grossed out at that.
You can't. It's unfair on the kids for you to be grossed out, because it was okay when they were influenced to buy things by these people. So obviously, bapila nge influence.
Yeah.
So why is this so different?
I'm not saying that's okay either.
Yeah.
Because I remember Ola Tuma ka influencer batu to go buy Dawn again.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Dawn?
The lotion.
And like the sales of Dawn apparently went up after she.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah. Recommended it.
Yes.
So so it's obvious that she has influence.
So then it's good that she's using her influence to get the kids to register.
So but what if she says, vote for the ANC then?
It's fine.
Eh, bruh, it's fine. Just because us as Van in Nalendians by ANC doesn't mean
Sitaba rights. And I'm not mad at her.
Mm.
I'm mad at those monkeys.
But now my opinion is
it's potentially dangerous over the fact like what Mo is saying, these slow learners, you know what I'm saying, aren't really paying attention. Also, K-Arms is voting ANC. Let me go.
Okay. They're not really slow learners. They're not slow learners.
They don't care. Mm. But let me put it this way. Whether we like it or not, these kids are product of their environment.
Yes.
Right? Who shapes these kids?
Their
parents. It's us as adults. It's schools. It's content on TV. It's the world around them, right? So if these kids, we take them out to the world and meet other nations on matters of political whatever, and they come out wanting, we can't blame it on the kids alone. Right? We can't blame it on the kids alone. Mm. Right? Because these kids come from homes with parents. Mm. They go to schools. Right? So it goes back to what we were talking about, June 76, or are the youth of today not...
Yes.
But the point is that also what made kids... So sometimes we mention the thing about kids being politically conscious, K 76. That's not what kids should have been worried about. But the environment forced them.
Forced them to.
So it was not necessarily bravery. It was not a bravery that, while it looks like it's heroic, but it's nothing that kids should have been left to school.
Word.
But because of the oppression, kids ended up having to be adults about matters of life. Right? So today we are finding ourselves in a situation where kids are being kids. Right? And I was also thinking about it, or like people were saying, yeah, of course, it's not in the best interest of ANC to make sure that the kids go out and vote. I also put some blame on IEC, because IEC is a neutral player.
Yes.
So it should be having programs, even if this girl was paid by the IEC.
Yes.
It should be identifying people, say, okay, cool, we are not being able to get kids with heavy content. So if it takes Rihanna to get the kids closer to something, so be it, because that's the environment we are operating within.
Word.
And then, yes, we're not going to get 100 of them. Maybe out of 100, it's good to just get them to vote, whether they're even voting in a conscious way or an unconscious way. But we must also accept that these are the kids that are products of their environment.
No.
Which is what?
Which is, like I said, our TV programming, for example, is not doing that whole... Remember that SABC has that... edutainment and
they're not doing that anymore.
Like somebody was saying, or even like now with the STIs being on the up and up, a lot of us were saying, oh, but I remember on TV when they were saying bring soul bodies back, a lot of us resonated with the fact that we may not have been reckless, because there were these reminders who were on the national agenda, even if we're not starting when we were kids.
Yeah,
weren't we?
Yeah.
Weren't we reckless?
But no, yes, what I'm saying is this. I'm saying there was a fear of God that was put by these programming intersections. What I'm saying is that us left to our own devices, we'll obviously do things that bring us fun and all those things. So what TV programming did, it forced you to confront a certain reality about your life, whether you liked it or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the homework that you were given at school forced you to start thinking about certain things a different way. Or little time I got home started forcing you to start considering all other things, because left to your own devices, you only want to do things that are only fun for you.
Mm. And the message was there. It's not like HIV lead STD, because we heard that shit all the time, whether we made it too sour, risk our reckless or not. But you couldn't frame ignorance.
Yes.
You couldn't frame ignorance. The shit was there. You know, so, the messaging was there.
So is it on the up and up now, because these kids don't know better? They don't know that STDs are a thing.
Maybe, well, yes. Mara, with the access of the internet that they have now?
No, but what was the age? The age group.
In El Gauteng mainly. Yeah, the STI.
I remember.
Yeah, in El Gauteng, Barin, Togana King.
Growth amongst
the, at the varsity. Baba Vasit, Gauteng.
At the varsity.
Yeah, at the varsity.
For example, there was programming that we used to go, like what you see now with Sugar Daddy, blesses, then Runa Hote Bodhi Sugar Daddy. There was programming that was out there lamenting that.
Mm.
Then on social media today is playing out that culture. But what happens on the social media, which perpetuates certain dangerous behaviors, you don't have national programming that arrests it.
Mara, we can admit at this day and age, like the scare HIV messaging we grew up on,
yeah,
it's non-existent,
yes,
right now.
Yes, yes,
you,
yes,
know what I'm saying? And that could perhaps lead to the cases we are hearing in Gauteng,
so
with the rise of STI.
We need to find innovative ways that catch the attention of the youth of today. So if it takes KYAMS, right, to call them,
yeah,
we can use her to call them and then say, okay, we've won half the battle now. They've come.
They've come and registered.
So, for example, it's like where you see when company, when like now one of the debates is manifestos, right? If I'm not going to talk something in a language that resonates with your problems and I still frame it in a very heavy political, intellectual tone, I am going to miss you. Like you saw the debate now about what EFF means by open border.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that.
Do you mean unguarded? Like what do you mean? Mm. Because now to a kid at school who does not have an appreciation of geopolitical content, they may interpret that as saying, are you saying that are we doing away with passports? Are you saying there is no way of being documented when you come in? To them, that's what it may mean, right? So what I'm saying is that there's also a responsibility to package content and messaging in a way that resonates with the different audiences. Wabo?
Influence on go AKA Baman Voteli ANC at the last election. Go on is also Kelabandwana because now the same thing is Nina Indagazen. Not when I personally, but influence on Gora, Michel, no, AKA. And remember when the ANC tender was out? And
I remember when that thing was out.
Musicians and actors and whatnot.
I totally remember.
But influence, Banaizano, everything is fun here. The ANC is a no vote. Suddenly you don't remember that.
No, we remember the campaign. We don't remember. We are not saying we were influenced by it.
I remember the campaign.
The campaign, we remember it. It was the conflict.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Conflict.
Influence.
And you're bringing that point about using.
No, but man, it's gross. It's gross. Because if I say to you, if we say we record an episode today, right? We record two. The one we drop. Then this other one we say, for this one to drop, Samalu registered for vote. That's not how they were doing it. That's not how AKA, whoever were doing it.
Yeah.
That's not how it was happening. She literally baited them.
Yes, she,
yeah,
baited
she
them.
Did.
She baited them
she
with
did.
Content.
With content, yes.
And that's what caused you to register.
Yes.
She baited them, yes.
Because they're fiending for this content so much. I'll
it
do
wasn't
this
even,
for that. Yeah.
It wasn't even a matter of moral principle.
Yes, yes.
You know, of her posting up a video and appealing to her audience to please go and register. She said, I got something. If you
want it,
go and register
to vote.
Man, fuck these kids. Damn, I'm glad that they registered. But fuck them. Fuck them, bro. You.
Hey, man, like Tabang is saying, you know, this is what's required now. This is what's required.
That's the world we live in.
Yeah,
yeah, I guess. But shit.
And you see them. You see with them.
And a very ill feel about Eman. She got a number
of these
motherfuckers.
This thing cuts across, ne? This thing cuts across. That's why I'm saying. Obviously, we are looking at it politically now. Think about graduates that come in under you now. This behavior we see it amongst everything. Ne? Because here's what's happening. Your work ethic started katung utusa batswari. Right? So by the time you reach the world of work, the waking up early, the tidying up after, kinto so quiet. The fishing for information to make decisions. Today, Now we go, we become their parents. They've got all those things. We've got a helper in the house. What type of an employee are we creating? Then when they become employees, we are already, oh, kids of today have changed. Habasa etang. Baba ujutang ka 11. What the fool in the rabat is spanning?
Bagatawang, white kids grew up with the privilege. We don't see them whiling out at the offices. They grew up with helpers. Our parents were their helpers and all that privilege.
They're also lazy.
And happy they are protected, happy born. Mm.
They're also lazy. Yeah. And they're entitled.
But it's even worse.
They expect a lot.
But my thing is that this kid we are talking about, we're seeing him, how he behaves in the house with Asama Mileba Tsoi Bahai, where there's no curfews, where they throw their toys around. We see how they approach their homework, right? We see their interest in politics. We see what type of a graduate trainee they make.
Mm.
Those are products of their environment.
So now we need influencers to parent our kids. Yeah. Now.
I mean, look, man, if that's what it takes,
yeah.
I'm willing to accept something I don't like for a greater good.
Mm. 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 Remember, now it's a struggle.
But I'm not going to act like,
and by the way,
I like it.
We cannot even celebrate the cup half full because we still have to hope they're going to show up.
Yes.
She's going to influence
that's the other
them
part.
To go.
That's the other part.
Yeah. So she's still got an anti campaign with her.
Because somebody was even offering a useful
idea.
Borona podcast. Why aren't we picking up a polling station and we record from then? It's a thing. Make G's somewhere else learn.
Yeah,
because if that's what it takes for them to come out,
yeah, that's good.
And then about it, let a company come open a Wi-Fi booth lounge
at the station.
And we are talking about politics, it's fine, but let's drive them to where we want them to be. So let's do that. Get Telkom to sponsor.
Actually, that'd be cool.
Sponsor
and
a lounge.
And the radio stations.
Yeah, and the radio stations.
Sure.
And they do on-site broadcasting to a whole variety of
places. Because
we're
not just good for the news.
Mm.
But we want to try traffic too.
Kaloku uzobasa bonke to your station umuntu aphethe ngavo umuntu constituency yakhe se Orlando aphethe ngavotanga for iballot yes two because ngoku uzovote national cha when they come to where you are.
No, yes, I mean I'm just saying we obviously want to solve all the problems,
but I'm saying lento ka meet and greet klapo ndithi I don't think izoba idea right lento bana
because you must vote your
you
station.
Must vote Abushala Kona, yes, because now you're not gonna complete all the ballots because when busy Sasanka Notabang at his constituency. You know, like Mnanti voter a mid-end.
Listen, yeah, but it's ideas.
Yes.
It's just ideas. It's
what
ideas.
What I'm saying is that we just know that something has to give.
Yeah, something has
what
to
that
give.
Thing is, we don't know. But we've got 2 months to figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah, because there could be 14 million of these motherfuckers who could have entered the.
What I'm saying is, if it's companies coming to say we will be offering ice creams at the thing as a taste, Omar, qualify the vouchers, 2 hours free while you are waiting there. It might take some kid who, for them, data is a thing, right? On that day, if it's Telkom is in all the hoods. So that's what we will do. So you know, okay, if I've been there, I've got access of Wi-Fi for 2 hours, I'm going to have a sandwich, I'm going to have an ice cream. Those things usually work.
And it does, because I want to see that Bethlehem, kind of circle 2, I think it's a old library or whatever, but there's a Wi-Fi hotspot there. The kids are chilling there.
Even
yeah.
What?
Circle 2.
Yeah.
I want to circle 2 there. I think it's a library. But it's some government place.
I see that.
Yeah, what?
Relatively new.
Yeah, relatively new. But not have free Wi-Fi. Da. The kids are always posted up
there. Because the clinic is really.
Yeah, the whole day. Like what I'll say.
Yep.
Just
posted
up. Is it
Nasiria
Vaya? There's
like
something.
Yeah, it's free.
I'll say that.
Yeah, I see it all the time. Yeah.
They're always posted up there. But you can TikTok about it. Sure.
Whatever it means. Is it to get him closer to the lab? But then I'm even going inside.
I'm a kid. Babla my gate team.
Because my team, I don't
pay no book. Nothing is.
Babla my gate team. Because whatever
I want to do. I get my rope. Because the cook has it clinicking. Yes, let's just about my car. But it's also a
racket. But I have to arrest.
You can do the whole registration thing with the pin. Yeah. Maybe they can only get it inside the lab. Yeah.
So, because imminent.
It's not going to. Okay, that's a
thing.
It's a
radius thing.
Yeah.
But now it's.
It's a reader's thing.
Ufuna bike treatment and only save it for the people inside the library.
You only get to use it when you're inside the library.
And pick up a book.
Then I'm not going to pick up the book. I'm just going to come inside to use you're the free internet.
You're not picking up a book anyways. Mm. You see, once you're in the library.
Then it loses the book.
When you're in the library, you, and I'm assuming this will be the case for them too, but maybe not. But I used to wait for my mother at the library every time.
Yeah, neta or neta.
When I got out of school, you know, not child before, we didn't have a nanny.
Yeah.
And we couldn't go home by ourselves. Mm. So we'd have to wait. Or home was far.
Mm.
So we'd have to wait for her
to knock
at
off.
The library, for her to knock off, and then she'll fetch us at the library and then ring high. And I spent a lot of time at the library. You're a lot of time.
You end up forced to start reading.
Yeah, I end up reading some other random
to pass
ass
time.
Shit.
Yeah, just to pass the time. Pass time.
I'm reading erotica books. I'm reading Sweet Valley Motherfucking High. I'm reading
The Hardy Boys.
Reading all sorts of things.
Those goosebumps.
You know, like in those years in the library, I learned a lot of stuff.
Wabo.
You know, and my thing is, if I compel you to come into the library to use the Wi-Fi. At some point or
something
another, you're going to come across something
that catches your eye. That catches your eye.
That interests you, that say, hey.
Yeah, that catches your eye.
It could be a car.
And then you start reading it.
Yeah.
Because the point is to get your eyes to read because you don't.
Yeah. You're constantly on. I'm fine. Line your way.
And that's why Lili Domo Kabangata. So, I'll have a little book.
But yeah, one man, like, you know, when you go to Exclusive, they have like a coffee section where you can sit down with your book
and
read it.
Yeah. And you can, the coffee is free, ne?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't remember seeing. No, we have Fumana Mahal.
At Mug and Bean.
No, at
exclusive books, man.
Yeah, the
is that coffee?
Yeah.
It's not free.
But I've never seen it in a bank.
It's not free.
It's not free.
Is it not free?
No, it's not free. There's just no. It's not free.
I also thought it was free.
It's not free. I was an avid, even today. I mean, you see, I always drink Seattle.
Yeah.
So there was a joint venture for them to share space. So you see every Seattle, every exclusive books will have a Seattle. It's not free. What they do is you get your 10th one for free, your 10th cup as a royalty. But that all Seattles you do.
Okay.
I genuinely believe it was free. So I thought,
why would I read a book at exclusive books as if I'm going to finish it in one sitting?
Kalogu, you can keep coming back. If your parents, if your wife is running errands in the mall and you don't want to be part of that, then you go and
read the book.
Like, because sometimes even in the library, there's books you can't check out that you can only use in the library.
Yeah. And it's school, let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are usually school ones.
Yeah.
School ones.
So it's the same.
For them, they were like, look, if somebody has coffee and sit down, they are likely to see a title that interests them and they might walk out with a book. So that's a gamble they were, exclusive books was taking.
I think the Wi-Fi thing would work at the polls, man.
Did you see a centerfold?
There was a book that I read, a thick-ass book. I must have been in grade 10. A Married Man's Guide to Adultery.
Jesus.
And there was a character in that book I used to be so infatuated with. Jeez. I don't even see these characters, but they're
really imagining
fine.
It.
Yeah. So well in the book.
Big titties, big ass.
And if you show Shab Shab, you weren't allowed to Oluela at Mukai.
No, I checked it out.
Oh, you checked it out?
And they shouldn't have allowed it.
Yeah, they shouldn't have allowed
it. And the thing is, reading the book had nothing to do with a guide to adultery. But I took it because of that.
That title.
Oh, okay. The title.
When I was six.
Yeah, sex and whatnot.
You know, okay. I'm a teenager. I'm six as a hell.
Yeah. You just want to look at it. Everything.
And then like the adultery stuff, it was towards the end of the book, probably like the last page.
Mm.
Where this guy, he's like, as a married man, I think he got caught or something. Mm. Or somebody's telling him, like, these are the things
you should have done.
You should avoid. Yeah, you should have
But
avoid.
That's like...
Later in the book. Oh, my God. Hey, man, the library was fun, bro. The library was fun. Thabang alluded to it a bit when we were discussing getting the kids to register. This open border policy, I don't know about the EFF, but the EFF has been highlighted and people have been debating it online a lot. So I wanted to open it up to you guys. Where do you guys stand in terms of South Africa opening, quote unquote, opening up its borders to the rest of Africa?
Before we get into that, can I ask you guys, is it just me that thinks that Julius Malema is deliberately not trying to
win?
Yeah.
A bit. I've been feeling that way.
Now I'm going to give my opinion. And it sort of merges with the conspiracy theories of him being a plant.
And what about that conspiracy theory?
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I heard it from an Uber driver this week.
This week?
Yeah, this fucking week. And I've never actually thought of it.
But what is the theory?
So the Uber driver was, no, man. So he says the EFF and Julius were created to kind of king destabilize the DA, obviously, but not necessarily, not the ANC, destabilize the DA.
Yeah, it's like
it's not necessarily
to create just enough discontent in the black population to, you know, rile them up.
Yes.
But not enough to cause a revolution.
Yes.
Like there's always.
So wait. Like, so whether are you thinking he's a plant of whites?
I don't know who,
because the Uber driver, you know, I don't know
who he's a front of, but. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like there's no tact there.
No,
sometimes
he's
I feel
not.
Like there's no an understanding of
politics to win.
Bro, we can scream at the top of our lungs that we're not xenophobic, but we know South Africans.
Yeah.
So as a politician campaigning for elections, that's the last thing you say to South Africans.
Yeah. That you want to open
you
up.
You don't
the
say
border.
That to South Africans.
Mm-hmm.
They will ignore everything else that you say and focus
on this
that thing.
Yeah. And they are. And we're seeing them. They are focused on
I that. I don't think he's a plant. It's very clear that Julius Malema started the EFF because he was expelled from ANC.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
However, I think he then grew drastically politically, in terms of how he influences national discourse. And also another thing, he became a kingmaker politically. Mm. For example, true as God, with Julius Malema's popularity now, even if he's as guilty as daylight, Julius Malema will not be taken to jail. Mm. He now has that enough power to cause national disruption.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's why with all these cases, Julius will not go and see
a day in prison.
Because he realized that when he was playing this thing, he became powerful enough to be untouchable without necessarily being.
Mm.
And remember now, when you go to the office, when you go to national office, you there'll be more scrutiny on you, even by global media. But right now, he enjoys so much popularity and so much power that he can hold against even the ANC.
Yeah, because the polls are saying, in this election, his party might be the official opposition. It has grown significantly enough for it to be that way. So that is what the polls are saying. Thabang, you haven't answered Mo's question. Yeah. Okay. Do you think he's deliberately not trying to win?
Catch the rest of this episode on Patreon. The Dojo.